You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Altoona. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In March, we stopped in Altoona. Today, Kathy Griffith talks with her friend Caitlin Farnan. They were brought together by cancer.
When I was diagnosed July 27th, 2003. I was 14 years old. I was diagnosed with colon cancer, which at the time was very rare because even now you still see the signs, start getting tested at 50 years old, get your first colonoscopy, and I still kind of laugh and want to go cross it out and put 14. It's kind of a family joke, but it was an interesting journey.
And my son Jordan was in your class in ninth grade, and what you became, in my opinion, was a cancer soldier, that you just carried on with life with a tenacity. And so Greg and I and the boys took your family cookies. Can you tell about the cookies we delivered?
It was Christmas time. There was a knock at the door. It was you. You showed up, and you didn't just have one tray of cookies. You had like 20 of them. We couldn't even fit them all in our kitchen.
Fast forward probably 10 years from then, my husband gets stage 4 pancreatic and liver cancer. Caitlin was one of the first ones to jump into our abyss. She brought us then food, a wonderful dinner of pasta and tomatoes and...
Of course, cookies.
And of course, cookies.
Kathy, I want to ask you a very, I think, important question. Obviously, you had a very interesting reaction to your husband's diagnosis. You went into that doctor's appointment, but instead of asking, "Doctor, what can you do for me? How are you going to cure me?" you looked at that doctor and you said, "What can we do for you?"
Correct. We knew he could not do a lot for us. We then brought people over to meet him. We hosted that first fundraiser here in Altoona. We raised $30,000 the first year, and every year it continues to grow.
Let me ask you this. You talk about raising all this money. You've raised over $250,000 in the past 3 years since you've started the foundation. Where does all that money go?
That money goes directly to Dr. James Moser's pancreatic research. Greg and I felt, you know, instead of just literally writing that check haphazardly, not even aware of where it's going, let's give it to Dr. Moser, who has formed the Alliance of Families Fighting Pancreatic Cancer, because pancreatic, in my opinion, is uncharted territory. The needle in pancreatic cancer has not moved in 120 years. In an odd way, you started this whole revolution. You went to school with the backpack full of chemo. We all watched that. Then when Greg's cross came, we knew how to respond. We wanted to respond with the strength that we saw you as a young lady answering the call.
I would just like to say that I have never in my life met a family as amazing as yours. And I really want to thank you for how you've brought our community together and how you're really breaking down walls.
Kathy Griffith and her friend Caitlin Farnan. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.